When people move, they often put some items up for sale and place others in the trash. Now imagine it is the president-elect of the United States who is moving. The story of what was in the trash and what was for sale is this edition of The American Countryside. Abraham Lincoln was elected president in November of 1860. Before his inauguration in March of 1861, Congress made proposals to keep the nation from splitting apart.
There was an amendment offered, which passed Congress, and this 13th Amendment would have protected slavery. It didn't get the necessary ratification of the states. It disappeared, and fortunately, its namesake was the amendment that forever ended slavery.
Tom Schwartz is Illinois State Historian at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. He says the Lincolns began selecting some household items they wished to keep, and they put them in local storage.
But they also start having these sessions where they go out in the backyard and they start burning papers and the stuff they don't want. And many of the neighbors come along and they say, "Can I have some of this?"
His neighbors are responsible for some of the Lincoln archives we have today.
So a lot of important letters of Lincoln and speeches were saved as a result. You know, these neighbors' curiosity of wanting to have an autograph.
Other items were too valuable to burn, so the Lincolns did what many Americans do.
They have a yard sale for the other stuff they don't want to sell. And again, only one person has the presence of mind to ask for a receipt. And then they relocate out to California, where the stuff is to this day.
By February 1st, 1861, seven states had seceded from the Union. 10 days later, Lincoln left Springfield by train en route to the White House. The story of his departure and return to this city is next time as we travel the countryside. In Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.